Hitting the waves yesterday, the Helen Virginia with an all-female crew made history by winning the 55th annual skipjack race off Deal Island. The crew has been working over the last year on the vessel that was built in 1948. Delmarva Public Radio's Tom Hunt caught up with her captain, Katarina Innerfelt, at a captain's dinner the day before the race.
I think we started talking about it when last year during the skipjack races, or the skipjack race up in Cambridge, that's actually in 3 weeks, I raced with Hilda M. Willing. So I was the captain on that. And at the same time, we had taken home Helen Virginia from Cambridge and we're going to restore her. And then we said it would be nice if we can get her ready. In that case, we're going to put on an all-female skipjack crew because it's never been done before. And we have Wade Murphy at Rebecca Ruark has taken us out on his boat so we could try it out. Nathan of Dorchester, they spent three trips with us to train us just because Helen Virginia, we just launched her a week ago. So we actually sailed her for the first time Friday night. It's been totally supportive. And then everybody, when we get there and get out there, everybody's competitive. And that's just how it's going to be.
Is there any joking around about you guys being an all-female crew?
Yes, of course.
Any stories you could tell?
I don't think so really, because I've been maybe a little bit surprised by this total support we got from everybody. And we didn't dare to really say anything about it until we knew she was going to go in the water. So when we met with Angela, actually, when we launched Helen Virginia last Friday, we didn't dare to say anything. I mean, the first plan, we thought, okay, so when we know that she's going to be good, we're going to make a big hoopla about it. Everybody would know that it's a female crew. So I think it's traveling around this weekend, actually, on the Eastern Shore that this is going on. But we didn't dare to do that until we knew we had a boat.
And how did you come across the Helen Virginia?
We found her. We saw her up in Cambridge in dry dock. That must have been about 3 years ago, is my guess. And after about a year, we started to ask questions about it. And what we did was, what we were told is that she is going to get renovated or restored by a group of volunteers up by a museum up there. And nothing happens. A year later, when we kind of drove in by her and just see how she's just falling apart, the joke is actually on that one, is that Stoney got her for me as a Valentine's Day present. So, but we decided to try to take her down. So we had a very scary trip. We just boarded her up the best we could and towed her down here, and pumps were going and she was falling apart, but she made it. And then we had a whole bunch of volunteers who decided that they wanted to see her. I mean, most people said, no way, you cannot save her. She was in absolute pieces. But we had a group of volunteers who decided that she is going to sail again, and she is. And she's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful.
What was that restoration process like?
Well, basically, it's an agonizing, I would say, more than half of the time, you're just taking pieces off. For every piece you take off, you find one more that is rotten or gone that you need to replace. So basically, what we have is the bottom, and we have the cabin that's still here. And of course, the mast and the boom, great. And the rest of it, we just had to replace.
What is the preparation for a race like this from the crew and you?
Well, we had a really, really good preparation. Since she hasn't been in the water for basically 3 years, more than 3 years, we took her out Friday night and we couldn't get the centerboard down, which is major thing is if you want to be able to tack on these boats. The jib sheets got all tangled up. And then we went out, we had a good day sailing, or a good couple of hours. And then we went out today and we had some other panic with boat getting dropped. I mean, it was just exciting. So we've had a lot of emergency training, if I put it that way.
Is there any advantage to having an all-female crew?
You mean when we sail, actually sail? Mm-mm. I wouldn't say. We're exactly the same like everybody else. And I think they think we're a little bit weaker, but we have some pretty strong women around on board.
What does this event do to help promote the skipjack?
Well, there's a lot of people who, let's say, when they realize that this is going on, the hard part is to get the word out. But when they realize it's going on and realize the history that's in these boats, most of these boats are 100 plus years old. Helen is a young one. She's built 1948. And I mean, that's kind of old for a boat anyway. But so it's a sense of awe that I get from everybody when they realize that these boats are here and these boats have, all of them been working the water. All of them have fed so many families, and they all have a personality.
Katarina Innerfelt, captain of the Helen Virginia, which made history yesterday by winning the 55th annual skipjack race off of Deal Island with an all-female crew. She spoke with Delmarva Public Radio's Tom Hunt. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.